The left wants to destroy America. Not their America, our America. And they'll do so by setting rules for us, right? But only for us. You see, those rules never apply to them over and over again. Total, utter hypocrisy. I am Trish Regan. Welcome to the Trish Intel Show. The new president, he put on this whole mask mandate thing, right? New law, new rule on federal land. Except apparently when he's on the land himself, yeah. When the new press secretary, a former CNN personality, by the way, they've got their claws into everything. Well, when she got through talking about whether or not the president was going to repaint Air Force One yet, seriously, that was a question. I mean, I don't know if it was from Home and Garden magazine or what, but that is the press corps these days, folks. Anyway, after that question was addressed, there was one more conservative member of the press there that asked about why it was Joe Biden wasn't wearing a mask on federal land, despite signing a mandate ordering every other American to do so. Well, Jen Psaki said he was celebrating. You see, he appeared at the Lincoln Memorial on Wednesday evening without a mask. His whole family was there, no masks. Despite, you see, the president just signing a mask mandate for federal property earlier in the afternoon. I'm sorry, but these guys, I'm sick of it. It's a total lack of empathy. They don't get how anybody else lives, and they think they can make all these rules because nobody else really matters, right? It's just about them. So he goes out there with his whole family. He does not bother to wear a mask again. Yesterday, Thursday, he spoke. He signed all those executive orders right there in the White House without a mask. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't we have a mask mandate on federal property? And by the way, what the heck is Jen Psaki doing up there at the press podium with no mask? Isn't that the rule? Again, you know, if you want to put these rules into place, just abide by them. At least I respect the previous administration because they didn't make all these stupid rules that they knew they weren't going to live by. If you're not going to live by them, Joe Biden, don't for goodness sakes make them. Anyway, he's out there celebrating, no mask, who cares? You know, it's just his law. It's just his law. The hypocrisy is off the charts. Meanwhile, this is not even laughable. This is actually really tragic because it shows you how little they care about American jobs. Pete Buttigieg, whatever, you know, he's out there getting his Q&A for his Senate confirmation hearing. And basically the moral of that story is the left wants to eliminate good paying union jobs in the energy industry. They're going to wipe out 11,000 of them. And you know what Pete Buttigieg's answer is? Get a new job. Yeah. Like, why don't you, Pete? Why don't you get a new job? You completely failed in South Bend, Indiana, and now you're going to completely fail in the United States of America. There he is with a smirk on his face. And I say smirk. I mean, it's like, you know, he had this sort of like permanent smile, and I don't mean to be too critical, but it's as though someone told him, have you ever heard about that RBF, you know, resting, B-I-T-C-H-ing face? It's like he's told, don't have that, right? So now he's got this permanent little cutesy smile always on his face. It's like maybe there are a few too many injections of some sort, pharmaceutical sort, there in the face. Again, I don't mean to be mean, but I don't know how anybody's face can stay in that sort of permanent little smile. Just that little smile the entire time when you're talking about something like people's jobs. I mean, just pretend to humor us, okay? Just scowl a little bit if you can. But no, he didn't scowl at all. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. 11,000 jobs, 8,000 of them, by the way, are union jobs. These are good paying jobs. When we're talking about $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year on the Keystone Pipeline. And guess what? They're all going away because the left doesn't think that's the right place for us to be as a country right now. Forget about the fact that there are jobs. Forget about the fact that Canada is an ally. Forget about the fact that Russia and China are building their own pipeline. We're going to get rid of ours because it makes the Greens feel better. Well, I'd like to make our workers feel a little bit better. I'd like to make our workers feel a little bit more secure. I'd like to make sure our workers who aren't there smiling in such a permanent way, I'd like to make sure that they have jobs. What they're doing right now, I mean, I'm so frustrated. I can't even begin to explain it because economics isn't that hard. It's actually enormously simple, but you get a lot of people there who think they're smart and they think they can reorchestrate things in the way that they see fit. But that's not how it works. They're about to wipe out small businesses with these high minimum wages, $15 an hour. federal minimum wage, promises $400 a week if you don't go to work. Why the heck go to work? Why bother, right? For your $15 an hour if you can stay home and make $400. I mean, people are not stupid. People, you know, have normal common sense. And again, it doesn't make any sense to go to work for the $400. Plus, by the way, the state unemployment benefits, it'll be $200, $300, maybe $400 additional dollars from the state. So when you really think about it, they're not going to go back to work and wash dishes when they can make just as much, maybe a little bit less, but probably just as much at home. I mean, Houston, we have a problem. This problem is a leftist agenda that would make even Hugo Chavez blush. You cannot just pay people to stay home, because you know what? If you do, and maybe this is their intention, sadly enough, you're going to make them dependent. You tell them they're nothing without you. The political party pulling all the strings and giving them and cutting them their checks. You stay in power that way. And you torch the country that way. Our independence, our ambition, our dignity will be wiped out in less than a generation. You know, look, I know it's easy to get down right now. Don't get down. Don't get upset. Don't get mad. Get even. We need a plan. We need to have our own influence on media. We need our own influence on Hollywood. We need our own influence on higher education. You know, more than just the left deserves to be heard in all these places, because that truly is the United States of America, where you do have diversity of opinion. And we need to win in 2022, and we need to win in 2024 and 26 and 28. And we need to put this socialism nonsense right out of business. Coming up, everyone, here's a new one. To root out racism, an elite high school for science and technology is going to end. Yeah, you heard me right. End merit-based admissions. Well, that made you think twice, right? It should. That's next. Well, a school in Fairfax, Virginia says the only way to get rid of racism is to no longer offer merit-based scholarships. Go figure. Instead, the Federalist now reports that admission tests are going to be completely replaced by what's called a holistic popularity contest for students, effectively. I think those are the Federalist words. Basically, how do you fit into their so-called portrait of global citizens that they so want at the school? Forget about merit. Forget about whether you deserve to be there or have the credentials and the qualifications to be there or the pure raw intelligence to be there. That doesn't matter. No, because you see, we have all these socioeconomic injustices that need to somehow get fixed by this one little high school in Fairfax, Virginia. Let me just explain that while I admire them for trying to fix these injustices are much deeper and they need to be fixed at the community, state, and federal level, and they need to be fixed through better, more freeing economic policy that rewards a meritocracy, not one that rewards affirmative action. Consider this. I mean, you've got a wealthy Black student from New England who, you know, went to good schools in New England, has a lot of money, educated parents. Let me tell you, any day of the week, that child is going to have a way better shot at life than the poor kid growing up in the trail park in rural West Virginia. Look, that's just a reality. I know people don't want to hear that, right? Because somehow it's like the color of your skin that dictates everything. I don't believe that. I actually think the opportunity set you get in life is very instrumental in terms of what you're able to achieve. And the opportunity set you get is actually quite often dictated not by the color of your skin, but by the socioeconomic upbringing in which you have, I mean, in which you live. I mean, that is just, and again, they don't want to hear it, but that's what they need to fix. I'm sorry, you don't just keep giving people handouts and say you can live on unemployment. You go to the root of the problem. And if the public school system is absolutely positively lousy, as it is in so many of these places, instead of throwing more money at a bunch of bureaucrats, who, by the way, don't want to go back to work right now, look at poor LA, right? In LA, the teachers are fighting Gavin Newsom, Lord Newsom, tooth and nail, who's trying to get him back to school. You don't just throw more money at the problem. You empower the people themselves to make their own choices and their own decisions regarding their children's education. So you say, you know what? This is what it costs to educate a child in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm picking a number out of my hat. Let's say $20,000. So here's $20,000 for you to spend on a private school where your child might actually get a better shot at things. Wonder how many people are going to take you up on that voucher? A lot of people. Okay, and by the way, the poor kid in West Virginia living in the trailer park, I would give that child the exact same opportunity. You want to go to a private school? Here's the money it would take in your public school system. That will make the public school system better. That will make private schools better. That actually makes everyone better, but they don't see it that way because they're too darn greedy and they get their hand out. All these unions with these teachers have their hand out looking for their next dime. Anyway, coming up, poor James Comey. Can you imagine me saying that? Poor guy, I'll tell you what's going on. Oh my goodness, James Comey's book sales, they're way down. Can you imagine there's just 1% of his previous sales? Ouch. It's like a book publisher's nightmare, right? Could it be that the left just isn't feeling quite as rabid anymore? Could it be that they just got what they wanted? Or maybe it's because Comey's book isn't rabid enough. You see, the insanity that is powering those on the left, that's what's making this country so divided right now. There is so much hate. There is so much anger directed at anyone that supported the Trump administration's policies that may have or may not have supported him. If you were just Republican, if you're one of the 75 million people that actually thought he should be president, maybe voted for him to be president. Well, now you are one of those people that needs to be deprogrammed, right? Because you're somehow a total villain. I mean, I'm not playing it for you because it's just so disgusting to listen to. And it really just makes your skin crawl when you hear these people talk. But there is so much anger out there and they hate us so much. I mean, I'm seeing it, the efforts at which social media, right, is going to deplatform me. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Please go to trishintel.com where I want you to get all your news. This is all the news that matters. You're going to see it right there. trishintel.com. Download the podcast. Make sure you sign up for my emails because they're trying their darndest to make sure that my voice is not heard and therefore your voice is not heard. And so it's up to all of you right now. It's up to all of us to stick together and to really wipe out this anger and this insanity that's empowering the extremes on the left. I mean, they are dividing our nation and it's not right. I mean, amazing, right? At the inauguration this week, how somehow Hollywood could show back up on the scene, how that singer Lady Gaga could wear that horrendous costume that she would have been called all kinds of horrible names for had she been singing at the Trump inauguration. She could get out there like that. And all of a sudden, everybody sounded so patriotic and they're singing the national anthem and they've got the, you know, hand over their heart. I'm like, great, great. Nobody took a knee. Imagine that. But it tells you that it was all sort of false, right? A total leftist today said to me something about how they wish that kids were saying the Pledge of Allegiance in school more. And I'm like, wait a second, what? Didn't you guys just like really hate it just a few months ago, right? Like anything America was bad. And now they're kind of like, oh yeah, we like it. We love it. Because it serves them. It serves them right now. So don't be fooled by that. Know what they are. And let's work together to try and make sure that that anger and that hostility and that insanity, and frankly, I see it as a kind of evilness in our society when they are so willing to shut out and to deplatform anyone who disagrees with them. That's not right. That's not who we are. As Americans, we've always embraced our First Amendment. As educated people, we've always embraced debate. Let's continue to do so for our sake. Okay, coming up, everyone. Wow, Bitcoin really taking a plunge. Have you ever heard of a double spend? I bet you haven't, but you're going to know all about it next. Whew, Bitcoin really taking a dive there, down 11% in yesterday's session. Why? Because investors are questioning what is called, we've now learned, a double spend. A double spend is a Bitcoin thing. It's a term that's used when basically the same person uses the same token in two different transactions. And because you've got all this blockchain ledger technology that records each transaction, well, one of the spends would therefore be rendered worthless and it would be excluded from the ledger. And so basically that knowledge, right, really shook people in the industry to their core. BitMEX Research published a tweet that said, "There was a stale Bitcoin block today at height 666,833. Slush Pool has beaten F2 Pool in a race. It appears as if a small double spend of around $21 Bitcoin was detected." All right. So that sounds super confusing and I get it. It's like Greek, right? But the bottom line is this double spend thing was apparently a Bitcoin transaction that happened a couple of times, thereby rendering one of them completely useless. BitMEX later reported that the issue had been totally resolved. So that's good news. Nonetheless, what this really does highlight is that this blockchain technology, while pretty darn good, may not be entirely perfect, right? And so that's what has some people a little bit on edge. You can understand, right? Because there's really not a ton of ways to authenticate this. And one of the things that governments have been pointing out recently is, oh, you know, why do you want to be a Bitcoin? Because Bitcoin is really, really difficult to track. Not impossible, by the way. Not impossible. I mean, the governments hate the fact that it's kind of difficult to track, but not entirely prohibitive. Nonetheless, you know, people start to worry about the technology behind it. I mean, how do you know for sure that it couldn't get hacked? Then again, how do you know your bank couldn't get hacked, right? I mean, we do have FDIC insurance, and so maybe that's part of it. But there's a lot of trust that we place in technology. One of the interesting things to me about Bitcoin is this peer-to-peer technology. So while the government says, we're going to shut off your banking account, we're going to siphon money out of your banking account, they'd have a much harder time doing that, obviously, with Bitcoin, because again, they're not controlling the servers, they're not controlling the mechanism. And there's no central bank, of course, involved. It's all peer-to-peer, which really is new and uncharted territory and exciting, really, if you ask me. It's hard to say where this thing is going in terms of total valuation. I do believe that some of the upside we're seeing recently is rooted in the fact that you have a dollar, a U.S. dollar that is consistently going down. We saw that in yesterday's market. I expect that that's going to continue now into the weekend because we're printing so many dollars. We're expecting to print more dollars. And that, of course, is going to take its toll on the currency, which in turn means that you need that many more dollars to buy Bitcoin. Anyway, keep an eye on it today. We'll see if it is able to recover much. But again, down 11% in Thursday's trading. Well, let's look forward to an interesting market today and a great weekend, everyone. I'll see you back here tomorrow.